Summer Sundays are meant for freshly cut grass, ballpark dogs, and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting Phils and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good morning, Philadelphia, and welcome to Bud Light Baseball Brunch, powered by Green Legion Radio, live here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. We are sitting inside an empty right now, Xfinity Live. Last night was popping here when I was here for my brother's patcher party and had a lot of fun. So today's going to be interesting because not only have I not been able to get over the fact that the Phillies have lost four in a row and they blew a six-run ninth-inning lead on Thursday night, they've been rained out back-to-back days, so I'm a little peeved today. But we're going to have a lot of fun here. Unfortunately, Murph is not going to be able to join us today. He's not feeling well. We'll get a little bit more into that later on in the show because I'd like to promote a way that we can help out and assist people that are going through what Murph has gone through. So I'm going to take care of that when we get into the second segment for today. But I am joined today alongside the esteemed leader of Green Legion and Green Legion Radio, my main man, Craig Quimby Chinosky. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'll take main. Wait, what did you say?
I think it was main man.
Mean
Joe Green.
Chris, pleasure to join you. Unfortunately, under these circumstances, it's not something that I would prefer to be doing. Murph, hope you get better soon, brother.
Yes.
We're all here for you if you need us at any point in time. And even if you don't need us, we're here for you.
You know, Slash and I were talking on the phone when we were on the way down, and I told him about the text message that he sent to us this morning. And I was like, dude, like, you don't have to apologize to us at all. Get yourself right. Get yourself better. And you know, we have a whole season of shows here to do, and he has a full-time gig this year with the Phillies. We want Murph back up and running for himself, his family, and so he can do his regular position with the Phillies in pre- and post-game live on the radio. He's been doing a fantastic job all season, and we want to continue hearing him all season long.
And if that was just an excuse to get out of knowing that we were going to be blowing this thing up today,
geez. You
know, Murph, I'm just teasing, trying to make light of the situation.
All right, so we're broadcasting live from Xfinity Live here. We're leading you into Phillies baseball this afternoon. We have a doubleheader.
They open up at 11 o'clock.
Live at 11 o'clock, so you guys can join us here. We're going to be going an extra half an hour today, so we're going to be going until 11:30. The Phillies are on at 12:35, so make sure you guys come on down here. Bring your mothers down. It's not a beautiful day in Philadelphia by any means at all. But the good thing is the sun looks like it's trying to peek its head through the clouds a little bit, but it's windy, it's cold, it's definitely not a perfect day to play too. But nonetheless, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, specifically to my wife, my mother, my sister. Thank you all for that you do for not only myself, but for your grandkids, your kids, each and every single day, and all of you wonderful mothers out there. It's a thankless job all year long for what you do and how special you guys are. So we appreciate everything that you do.
I would also like to shout out,
absolutely,
Happy Mother's Day to my stepmother, Susan Lane, who has been putting up with my father for as long as I can remember.
Well, in turn, putting up with you.
I actually, her and I have never had any issues whatsoever, probably in our entire lives. And that might be the one person.
No doubt about it, for sure.
Susan, I love you. And happy 79th birthday to my father yesterday. I did talk to him a little bit last
night. Oh, that's awesome.
But happy birthday, Dad. I love you as well.
Happy birthday, Papa Quimby, for sure. This first segment is brought to you by State Farm. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. And guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Vavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. That's 856-740-5012. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. All right, so we got two tickets to give away.
today on today's program for sure, like we do each and every week. And the two tickets are going to be for the Phillies-Dodgers game on Friday, May 20th at 7:05. Unfortunately, I didn't do enough research to know that the same night the Who is going to be in town. So you're going to have to deal with Phillies traffic and the Who traffic, but it's a Dodgers game. Phillies-Dodgers is always a great game, no matter the circumstance. That rivalry goes all the way back to the 70s. The Phillies have owned them more recently in the playoff times in 08 and 2009. But the Dodgers have been the best team in baseball over the course of the last decade. And they,
unfortunately, their fans don't deserve that kind of success.
They do not, but, they have a great team. So you're going to be able to see a great game that night. And hopefully you'll get a great pitching matchup, that night as well. In order to win, you must answer in the comments section on the Green Legion Radio YouTube channel. You can go to the Facebook Live on the Green Legion page or our Twitter handle at Green Legion in order to answer. And we have a longer program today where we're going to run to 11:30. So, throughout the course of the show, please get them in there and Sam's going to send them over to us. Being that it is Mother's Day, give me your favorite fictional mother. TV or movies, one answer per person, as we will only accept your first response on the message board. So make sure you guys don't continue to just, make Sam's life a little easier here. I know. Quite the laughter there for sure. So make sure you guys get your fictional mother in there. Why don't you give me one, to lead us off and to start it all?
Oh, I'm just doing slashes. It was easy. Lois Griffin. Housewife hooker.
I would have been
insatiable appetite for family programming here, but Lois Griffin, 100%.
Lois Griffin. Okay, so for me, I love Everybody Loves Raymond. Marie Barone. Probably one of my favorite lines, and especially this is, I use this a lot with my wife, in regards to me, when Frank, the one time, Marie was saying, I'm a trophy wife. And he said, trophy wife? What contest in hell did I win? And, so for me, Marie Barone, and she's the prototypical mother. She's needling. She lives across the street. That right there is my favorite for sure.
If I was to actually pick one of my own, I don't know if this is taking too much away, but it would definitely be Alan and Charlie Harper's mom and Two and a Half Men. So my grandson's not here today? If I'd have known that, I wouldn't have slept all the way over here. Good to know, Mom.
Slash, how about you? Why don't you give me one?
What's going on, Big Tree? Big Tree in the house as
big
well?
Trees big in the Tree house. Fall hard.
Well, Q took mine already. It was Lois Griffin. But I'm not a Simpsons fan, but I feel like Marge is going to be in there
somewhere.
Yeah, that's
not a bad call.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. I mean, she's been around, 25 years?
Oh, homie. Yeah.
No, that wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
Hey, make sure you guys get yours in there as well. I want to know, is Sam here, is it Lorelai Gilmore? Do we know a Lorelai Gilmore? Is that Gilmore Girls?
Come on, Zach.
Who knew that, Tree?
Dude, I'm sorry. Do you,
get a mic on him.
Hold on, Jansen. Jansen. Are you telling me that you watch the Gilmore Girls?
No, but I have friends that have, how do you not know
Gilmore? I think you are lying to me.
I'm not lying.
It's all right, man. We know you know the Roman website. It's okay.
For sure, he's a Gilmore Girl type guy. He probably watches Golden Girls, too. There's no doubt about that.
No,
mind.
No.
I hope somebody got the Roman website reference.
I did. That was good.
Oh, guys, we can be discreet about your ED medication.
Well, listen, since right now we're getting out of the box, let's go to out of the box here, okay? Since the last time we've been together here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch, the Phillies have gone 0-4. They've lost 4 in a row this week. They had an off day on Monday. We had 2 rainouts and back-to-back days.
They had an off day all week.
Well, that it does. If you want to put it like that, I completely agree with you for sure. But God, looking back on the week that was, okay, they fall to 11-15. The good thing is the Mets haven't played the last 2 days because they've been stuck here in Philadelphia. So we haven't lost any ground, but today is a day where we have to make up some ground and we have to win this series. They're falling behind in the division, Quimby, and we're not doing ourselves any favors here early on in the year.
This is where we need a Lacey Burkett. And I'm giving a shout out to a former Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse bartender who it was a Giants Sunday night game or Monday night game a few years back. And they came in the night before. And because it was a late game, they went out. There was at least seven or eight players and about four or five coaches that all came into Rittenhouse. And Lacey, Ken Hutchings, Pat Pavlicek, the owners of Kavanaugh's, longtime friends of mine, and fraternity brothers with Pat.
And a great plug, by the way.
Lacey knows there's seven or eight Giants players. You remember this story tree? and four or five coaches, and she calls up Ken, and she goes, I need an unlimited drink tab tonight. And she got him snockered up. Took him out to, what was the one? Oh, the one on 2nd Street, the late night club in Northern Liberties, right by that premium car dealership.
Recess?
Recess, I think.
Recess is on 2nd Street, yeah, the after hours club. Or it was.
That's the voice of Tree Boy Murphy.
And if you remember, I think the Eagles won that game 27-0. They blanked the Giants that game.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
one.
Everybody was hungover.
Yeah.
We needed a Lacey Burkett the last couple of nights to make sure that this Mets team that hasn't played feels like absolute crap today. But well, she did get a game ball from an organization as well. I just can't talk about it.
Well, that's like that meme that they had after that, because right before that it was how many Super Bowls do the Eagles have, and they were holding up zero, and then they changed it to how many points did the Giants score that night?
Yep.
Zero. Yeah, that was a good one. But looking back, Quimby, on this week, what happened on Thursday night? I mean, you blow a 7-run lead overall. You held a 6-run lead going into the top of the ninth. I know you're going to hold the stat for later on the show for when we do. Can you believe it? On the last time the Phillies had achieved that that feat for sure, but it was the fifth time in franchise history that they've done so. Second time in a calendar week with an embarrassing loss to their biggest rival, the New York Mets, by being no hit. And I know you were saying this the other day. You don't count it as a no hit. But
there's never going to be a nostalgic moment where Mets fans rub in, hey guys, remember when Tyler Megill and four other relievers no hit you? You know, hey, even if it was.
Have you met Mets fans?
Yeah, well, LOL Mets.
Yeah, they're going to use that chip for as long as they want to.
A no-hitter or a perfect game or a one-hitter, that's an individual achievement. Even if it's just one reliever that comes in, it's still one person's
moment in the sun.
Absolutely. And that wasn't happening. It was just, four other relievers, five pitchers to get that no-hitter. Five. And I don't hold that one, I could not care less, to be honest with you. And if anybody wants, yeah. Okay. Took five pitchers. Good job. Five pitchers can get out two outs,
I don't mind being no hit against anybody else in Major League Baseball except for that fan base in that crap hole stadium of theirs. For a newer stadium, it definitely is not. It's an homage to National League Baseball and Jackie Robinson. It had, how has the stadium been standing since 2009 up there, and they finally put a Tom Seaver statue out in front of it? What took you so long to put a Tom Seaver statue up? You don't have a lot to hang your hats on.
Well, it has a lot to do with your general manager getting pulled over for a DUI driving a Prius.
I think it was, and then the other one, they hired him, and then I think he had back charges for a DUI as well. And the Wilpons finally sold the franchise.
I didn't even think it was as good as a Prius. It was like a Toyota Corolla.
Something awful, right?
Something like that.
The Mets are seemingly doomed by reputation. And right now, them actually having any bit of regular season success is kind of a slap. Because you haven't expected it for years. They've just been such a terrible organization for so many years. Not so much the last couple, but you always know. All right, we're gonna be winning the series matchup against
the World
Mets
Series
every year.
Was won in April. The Mets would win it every year.
Yeah, they'd win it every year. But, injuries plagued them on a regular basis. Poor coaching or management decisions. again, I don't know. Gotta make sure you're pimping in that Toyota Corolla. Boom. Seat pulled way back. Low riders, chrome spinners, you know. But it's
cardboard in a shattered window.
I don't know. The no-hitter doesn't really bother me. You know, it bothers me that you have a lineup that's supposed to be a little bit more potent than we've been accustomed to, but the Thursday night's loss is the one that just, and it eats at you, and that's the one that's going to, that I won't want to listen to. That's the one that'll make me throw a haymaker at a Mets fan when they start, you know,
talking about that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I look at that game, Quimby, and I said this earlier on in the season because we came back against them in the first game that we played against them, and I was sitting there and I posted on Facebook. I said I love the look on Mets fans' faces when this is going on in the late innings, except it was roles were reversed. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm looking at this going on. I'm like, this cannot be happening. Legit cannot be happening to us. I was at a game. This was back in 2008. It was right before I met you, because the Phillies had a two-game set. Right. They had a two-game set at Citizens Bank Park right before they left and they went out to Chicago. And I was at the game on Tuesday night, and they were down 7-0. And I just, like, they wound up winning on a Chris Coast walk-off single in extra innings in the 10th inning.
Greatest catcher of all time.
Oh, I loved Coastie. And I just remember walking out of the stadium, me and my buddy Pat, we're walking along the side of the stadium right by the Steve Carlton statue. And a guy that I went to high school with, Steve Bukovcek, big Mets fan, and he talked all sorts of crap about the Mets over those years. He did it on social media. He did it in person, everything. I saw him walking by, and he kicked the brick wall on the side of the stadium.
Broke his foot.
I said I saw him do it, and he's like, oh, well, at least I didn't break my toe like Ryan Madsen did on the steel chair in the locker room. I was like, well, the Phillies still went to the playoffs that year.
Right, so, right.
You're the one that's mad, big mad for sure. But, man, looking back on Thursday night, today is the day. I said this after the game, Quimby. I don't know. I'm a glutton for punishment. And, you know, obviously I'm a half season ticket holder for the Flyers.
We're Philadelphia sports fans. We're all glutton for punishment.
But, like, you know, with the Phillies, I'm a huge glutton for punishment. Have been over the years. I was a season ticket holder up until 2019, after 2019 with the Phillies. And I watched post game live. I don't know why I did it to myself. Maybe just because I wanted some fuel for today, added fuel. But what ticked me off about that after the game, Girardi looked dejected. Harper looked dejected. Castellanos looked dejected. Not enough for me. I don't need tables to flip. I don't need them to take out the post-game spread in the locker room. But I want to see a little bit more. What happened out there tonight was unacceptable for an organization. If we're going to take the next step in becoming winners again, like we were, you know, for that decade. I mean, the Phillies, from 2001 to 2011, they were a great team. It took them until 2007 to make the playoffs, but they finished 4 out of 5 years. They finished in second place. They were on the doorstep every year, knocking on the doorstep to get into the playoffs. And that was a great decade for the Phillies, where the standard was set.
The best.
The standard was set. And Diaz, me and him got into this the other night. Rollins and Utley and Howard and Victorino. It was unacceptable to be a losing franchise any longer. And it's completely gone by the wayside over the last 10 years.
With all due respect to our friend of the program, Ruben Amaro, fact is, when he depleted that farm system, I think he started with, what, Hunter Pence?
It was Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee, and then Roy Halladay. They tried replenishing, but they couldn't. Roy Oswalt, and then Hunter Pence.
We've been trying to put a finger on the pulse of what is wrong with this team and why there's no
injection
fire
of youth.
Well, it's not just an injection of youth, but you have a bunch of guys that have played a bunch of different teams, and none of them have won anything. But aside that fact, Howard, Rollins, Utley, Myers, these are all guys that came up through the farm system.
Hamels, Chooch.
These are all guys that played together down in the dregs of baseball society. When you're taking a bus in Double-A to a game and you guys are winning, and you come back, and you're having a couple beers on the bus, man. That's the That's the type of camaraderie and kinship.
Where you're making $200 a day.
Where you're making nothing. Yeah. You barely can afford your meal allocations here. And you don't see that anymore from the Phillies.
It's a country club mentality.
They don't play for each other. I think that's the big issue.
Because the last 10 years have just been Band-Aids to fill the holes instead of building the farm system. When was the last time they had a good, legitimate farm system?
But hold on a second.
Back when they were depleting it.
And
yeah, exactly. They had no choice. Yeah.
We're at fault here for some of this. All right. We're the ones that want them to spend a bunch of money. All right, because they signed this $2.5 billion deal with Comcast or whatever it is. Oh my God, you guys have plenty of money. Let's go out and get some of these free agents, and we lose sight of the fact that there's intangibles with teammates growing up together and
trying to earn that big contract, that big payday,
trying to earn the respect of their teammates. I don't think there is any degree of that on this team right now.
Let's carry that over into the next segment, because I want to continue with that, because I think what we're diving into right now is the dichotomy of the Phillies franchise as a whole and why we've gone back to being a losing franchise instead of becoming the one that we had expected it to become after that decade-long run that they had. And I also want to dive a little bit further, because I think it's time to start looking at, is the guy that's pulling the trigger right now for this franchise, Joe Girardi, is he on the hot seat? We'll continue with that coming up here in our next segment. But first, Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company, Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Over 30 years experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, www.wehatedirtywindows.com. That's www.wehatedirtywindows.com. Again, second segment here, we're going to continue our conversation on our Philadelphia Phillies, and we'll dive a little bit deeper into what has turned this franchise, a once proud franchise here at the beginning of this century, now is back, fallen by the wayside over the last 11 years, right here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch, 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back here for our segment, the second segment here on our special Bud Light Baseball Brunch here on this Mother's Day morning, live from Xfinity Live here in South Philadelphia, the epicenter of the sports complex, which everything is going on down here today. We have a doubleheader between the Phillies and the Mets right across the street and right in the same parking lot here. Sixers game two tonight against Miami Heat. Game two at home, sorry.
Gotcha. But
game four. Actually, Diaz wishes it was game two.
So. We all wish it was game two.
Well, the Flyers, there are no games going on for the Flyers, but game four, home game two here tonight. Big time. And it's cold outside, but listen, warm weather is coming, and you need to make sure that you get yourself down to the shore, Quimby.
Oh, man. Thanks. Warm weather's coming. Easy segue. Everybody, we know Memorial Day weekend's coming up, but the shore starts this month. The Ludlam Hotel. Everyone, we're happy to introduce you for the first time. The fully renovated Ludlam Hotel at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Yes, the old La Costa. With the complete renovation finished, you will now see a brand new look, feel, and vibe set amongst a casually sophisticated bar, a cozy a la carte dining room, and the only mellow lounge in Townsend's Inlet. The menu is seasonal, offering the freshest local seafood cooked simple to ensure the flavor that already exists stays that way. The hotel is open all year round, and all guests enjoy free Wi-Fi, one free parking spot per room, and complimentary beach tags for all registered adults. Walking distance to everything, including Super Sam's condo right on the beach. We'll give you that address as well. Check them out at ludlamhotel.com. That's Ludlam, L-U-D-L-A-M, hotel.com. Or call them at 609-263-7829. That's 609-263-7829. Book your reservations or get to the bars now.
And Sam Ross's number is 610-7. No, I'm just kidding.
For those of you that didn't have the distinct honor and privilege, Sam just hopped out of the shower and opened up StreamYard for us today. She was clothed, though, so you know, be sure for that. But all right, so second segment here, we're going to continue our conversation on our Philadelphia Phillies and what has gone wrong over the last 11 years. Quimby, I've been saying this for years, and I know last year we were lucky enough to have on the phone lines for one of our shows, we had former Philadelphia Phillies general manager Ruben Amaro Jr. on the show with us, and you did what I expected you not to do, but honestly, listen, I thought it was time for Ruben to go when Ruben was let go. But he did exactly what we wanted him to do in that moment in time. He had the understanding, once he took over the reins from Pat Gillick after the 2008 World Series championship, he knew that that team at that point in time, they were all in their prime. And if we were going to capitalize on more championships, he had to dive a little bit further. He saw a packed ballpark. Listen, we have to get rid of some of these prospects. And listen, you can say what you want about the prospects that were let go. Only two of them have become quality big league players. Carlos Carrasco.
And that's discerning in and of itself.
Absolutely. But doesn't mean a lot of times like that can throw ball players off when they're traded and they're going to another minor league system. They're going to another big league city. That might have been a reason why some of those guys didn't pan out. But I'm not trying to make excuses for them at all. But Carlos Carrasco has had a pretty good major league career. He was in the Cliff Lee deal. And then Travis d'Arnaud, he was in the Roy Halladay deal. Good major league baseball players. Not Hall of Fame level type talents. Obviously, Roy is in the Hall of Fame. Cliff Lee, for that stretch of his career, was as good as any pitcher in Major League Baseball. So you're not going to turn back time and trade that away. But the biggest mistake that John Middleton has made was what he did after he let go of Ruben Amaro Jr. by bringing in Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail. Those two, what they did is yet. Okay, so that first round pick, but we know what some of the other players that were drafted after him have become. Hello, Ian Anderson. Hello, Pete Alonso. But the farm system is left for bear to a point. It's they're starting to build it up now, but is it too late? Especially when all these guys that you have signed to big money contracts are in the prime of their careers.
Well, you have to remember, the farm system in baseball, it is... A Major League Baseball draft is not like an NFL draft.
No.
All right? You're not talking about a Jordan Davis or a N'Kobe Dean or a Cam Jurgens that can step in immediately year one and make impact. No, these guys are groomed for a while. They sit down in that garbage minor league system.
They're developed. They're brought up through four different levels.
Brought up, you know, playing from sweat to you know, in Clearwater in August, which, you know, that's about as...
Clearwater to Lakewood, the Redding to the Lehigh Valley in Allentown. Yeah.
And anything that they do right now as far as fixing the farm system, I mean, you know, you just got rid of these two knuckleheads you're talking about 2 years ago. We're still 3 years at least from seeing a developed farm system giving us players. And this is the problem. This is the problem with Philadelphia sports in general. All right. And we are seeing it right now. For whatever reason, all four major sports teams have neglected to make excellent and rational decisions when it comes to drafting players. The Sixers have hit on one. One.
And it's a big one.
It's a big one.
But he can't stay healthy, but it's a big one.
Well, I mean, you have, you know, trust the process. Oh, my God, if that's the process... Don't ever let me effing see it again. All right? It's terrible. We hit on one. And how many did we go through to find? Oh, no, we hit on two.
Wait, hold on. Jansen, did you just say that Diaz is calling in?
We hit on two. I think Tyrese Maxey's going to be a player. And that's the one that you needed. You needed that late first round pick to come about.
So
you can afford it.
Yep.
All right. The Phillies, terrible. The Eagles, all right. There has to be a balance of talent that you matriculate,
yes,
versus what you sign, all right. Eagles are seeing that right now. You know, they almost had to draft Jordan Davis. I know this is not this is baseball brunch, but example between Javon
an extra half hour. So
between Javon Hargrave and Fletcher Cox, you have $31 million tying up the defensive tackle position this year. All right, that's 15% of your available salary cap in the NFL. All right, and there's no luxury tax. You can't go over that. All right, fact is, Jordan Davis comes in and now he's $3 million a year. And this allows them to take some money away from a position that they weighed heavily in the salary cap and use that to, oh, I don't know, get a contract for A.J. Brown. Right? That's how this works. And the same thing has to work in baseball unless you're the Yankees.
Not even them anymore. The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Yeah. Since the boss passed away, his children have been tightwads with the money. The Dodgers are just footloose and fancy free with their wallets, and the Mets are becoming that right now too. That's what's becoming scary. You're in a division with the Braves that know how to draft well, develop well, and then they go out and they make big signings, like, you know, like trading for a Matt Olson. They could trade away four prospects to bring in a Matt Olson and take over for Freddie Freeman, who's 6 years younger than Freddie is, and you could bring him in there and just plug him right in at first base, and you don't skip a beat. Hey, but we still have Ozzie Albies, we still have Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, we still have Austin Riley. Like, those teams are doing it the right way. The Mets have a lot of guys that are coming up and contributing from their farm system as well, but they can go out and they can spend money because there's $14 billion that Steve Cohen has at his disposal. When you're in a division like this that has teams that can just go out and spend money or draft well and develop well, and you're kind of stuck in purgatory. Baseball purgatory. It's kind of where the Sixers used to once be before they got lucky and they actually hit on Embiid out of all those other draft picks and they were able to bring in a guy. But basketball, you can have one guy. You can have one superstar and still compete and get to the playoffs. Baseball, you can't do that. We had the MVP of Major League Baseball last year and we could not get through. We could not break through into the playoffs because we had injuries. We had guys that were inconsistent. We had starting pitching that didn't show up in September. Looking at you, Aaron Nola. And now he's pitched very well over his last four starts. But that's April and May. I need it to happen later on in the season. But you continue to fall back in this division right now. The Braves haven't gotten hot yet. The Marlins were hot there. They won seven in a row. Seven in a row. The Marlins won seven in a row. And then the Mets are one of the best teams in baseball right now. What is happening with the Phillies is they have to wake up someone in that locker room. And listen, maybe Bryce isn't that guy, but when you're paid 13 years, $330 million, you're the reigning National League MVP. I'm expecting just a little bit more from you as far as maybe you aren't that guy. Maybe you're not as fiery as Castellanos. Maybe you're not as much of a winner as Kyle Schwarber is. But those guys are new in the clubhouse. Sometimes being a new guy and coming into a clubhouse is not easy to step in and become a leader.
Nah, you know what? If you're a leader, you immediately step in.
Depends on the type of leader that you are.
In a situation like Castellanos or Schwarber, all right, these guys are veterans. All right, they're not looking to earn their spot. They already have.
Right.
And it's evident based on and reflected in the contracts they both received.
But Schwarber would have to be the guy. Schwarber's the one that has won.
Okay, but well,
Schwarber has, and the problem. He hasn't played well.
He hasn't played well yet.
Yes.
So until Schwarber, you know, who's going to listen to a guy that's batting 150? Well, you know, I mean, it's coming up now, but it's. Look, they're. Internally, the Phillies are a disaster. I think that's the case. I think, generally speaking, and you see this all over in every major sport, if you have a bad owner, you generally have bad executives, which turn into bad employees, which turn into bad coaches, which turn into bad evaluators of talent, which turn into bad players. And as long as, and you know, here's a guy, we could talk about Middleton, who dumped 100 execs right before Thanksgiving a couple years ago during the pandemic. And here's a nice guy. And this guy's worth, what, $4
billion? Yeah, and then the Buck family is another $8 billion.
That's what you're worried about? I question every move the Phillies make. As I question every move the Eagles make. As I question every move the Sixers make. as I question why I even consider talking about the Flyers. All right. It is.
How did I know that was coming?
And they're all consistent with oddities within their system, which I get it. You know, it's a reflection of personalities and owners. But, man, you can't keep going down the same path. Definition of insanity, we all know. Don't need to go over to that that ridiculous analogy again. It's a bad owner with bad management. Well, here we are. And you know what? Can we talk about this for a second? You talked about Girardi for a hot minute. All right? I was one of the guys clamoring and posturing the team in a big way to hire Girardi as opposed to this slop, Captain Coconut Oil. And eventually the team does have to listen to its fan base. And I believe they did with the Girardi signing. And now here we are starting to wonder and scratch our heads going, wow, was Girardi only that good of a coach while Jeter was running that team with a bunch of Hall of Famers?
And having Mariano Rivera in the back end of the bullpen, followed by Aroldis Chapman, which wasn't a pretty bad deal at all. Let's dive a little bit further on Girardi on the other side.
Okay.
Our last segment here in our first hour. Again, we're going to 11:30 today. Phillies against the Mets, and game one of the doubleheader will be at 12:35, so make sure you guys tune in and check it out as the Phillies try and salvage this series against
Phillies
the Mets.
Phillies have to win both games.
No doubt about it. No doubt about
this
it.
Is not one of these doubleheader crap splits.
No.
You have to win both games.
Yes. So coming up on the other side, we're going to talk about Joe Girardi. The hot seat. Is it real? Is it necessary? And when's it going to happen? How long do you allow it to happen and the leash to go for a lame duck manager for the Fightin' Phils right now? Right here at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, we are Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We'll be right back right after these messages. Back to Bud Light Baseball Brunch live at Xfinity Live here on this Sunday, Mother's Day morning. Again, happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers out there. It's the greatest position that you all could ever have, and what you do for your children every day. There's nothing better, and I really appreciate everything that you do. Ah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun down here today. Hopefully, we get some wins, for sure. Between the Phillies and the Mets and the doubleheader, we need to take these two today. And then, right here in the same parking lot as Xfinity Live, we have game four, home game two, against the Heat. Tonight, we'll see if the Phantom of the Process can give us a little bit more than 18 points tonight, but his presence the other night was fantastic. So, we're going to need that again tonight so Diaz can be happy. Bourbon. Diaz, for sure. Special shout out to Murph Fan Club joining us here today. Unfortunately, again, Murph is not on the program today. Murph's not feeling well, but we're hoping to have him back next week. So we'll see if that's the case. But Chrissy Lynn is here holding it down, representing. So this is the part of the program right here, Quimby Tree / and also, guys, friendly reminder: go to our social medias, get in your favorite fictional TV or movie mother, so you guys can win two tickets for the May 20th game.
Yo, she's in there cooking like a mother.
So you guys can win tickets. We're going to be doing that in the last segment of the show, which is actually, it will be a 25-minute segment going from 11 to 11:30. So make sure you guys get that in there.
But I forgot a really good one. Maybe I'll wait till we announce the winner.
Let's get to the point where we announce the winner.
One that I completely forgot about. I love.
Normally, I'm bringing up
there's a small earthquake here at Citizens Bank Park right now.
Normally, I feel awkward bringing up situations such as these with my main man Murph, but I'll tell you, I don't have to feel that way with you today, Quimby, because I know you probably feel about the same way that I do. And, but Murph is the one, he does the pre and post. He works with the Phillies, works for the Phillies. He deals with Joe Girardi, not as much as Scott Fransky does on the broadcast, but he does deal with Joe Girardi. So I'd never want to put him in an awkward situation to talk about someone losing their job. But we're getting to the point right now where we're getting down to it, where it is a very real possibility. I think in large part, I think these two games being postponed, and now the fact that they have to play a doubleheader today and they didn't have this regularly scheduled 1:35 start that they would have had today, and going out west, you're going to play three in Seattle and then four in LA. I thought if they would have got swept in this four game set that his walking papers might have been waiting for him after today's game if they would have lost Friday night and Saturday afternoon as the way the schedule was supposed to go. I think the rain might have saved him here.
I don't think Girardi's going anywhere.
Lame duck manager, last year of his contract. Listen, Dombrowski has a history of doing this. He's done it twice before. He will do it again. If this team continues to sputter out of control and lose traction in the NL East, you don't think that this is a real possibility that sometime around Memorial Day, we could be seeing a new manager at the helm?
I think that Philadelphia sports teams are stubborn. I believe they also don't want to admit fault so quick. All right, that's kind of, you know, that's big pudding on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jalen Reagor.
No.
On the field. No.
Andre Dillard.
No, but I'm saying Jalen Reagor is another guy. You don't want to admit fault. You want to give him every opportunity to succeed and you know, in the window position. You're saying the same thing goes with Girardi, that Middleton doesn't want to admit that he was wrong to hire him to begin with. And they want, I mean, he has been dealt somewhat of a bad hand. And I'm not talking about in terms of, you know, listen, they've signed big players, big money guys since he's been here. His first season here was a 60-game shortened pandemic season. Last year, they had all the pandemic stuff that was still going on within the league. And then this year, it's like his first full year as being a legit Phillies manager. There's nothing that's still like hovering overhead as far as like a worldwide pandemic. But the proof is in the pudding here, Q. They had the second worst all-time bullpen ERA in that 60-game shortened season. They had the most blown saves in the history of baseball last year with the bullpen. And this year, they're 26th in ERA, in bullpen ERA. I mean, we were talking about it a little bit in the last segment. Like, is he legit a great manager because of what he did that one year with the Marlins where he was the National League Manager of the Year? And then he went to the Yankees. He won a World Series
title.
Even
the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then.
Yeah, a broken clock is wrong twice a day, or is right twice a day. Yep. You know, like those certain circumstances as well. But I look at it like this, Quimby, okay? When is enough going to be enough? I was a big proponent about getting rid of Gabe Kapler. It wasn't going to work here, and it did not work here, and he's gone on, and he's had success with the Giants. That's great for him. But Girardi has been a massive disappointment.
I think the problem that you have with managers that have been here since Charlie Manuel is your manager of a baseball team has to reflect the overall attitude of the city. All right, there's been no fire with anybody since Charlie. Charlie wasn't afraid to mix it up. Get mad, scream at his players, let him have it.
Bench a guy like Jimmy Rollins.
Exactly. All right, this is not what Joe Girardi does. What he does is he throws all nine names back in the lottery ball and comes up with a new lineup every
So
evening.
You're saying he takes his hat off, he
balls up a couple pieces of paper. Hey, everybody, guess who's the first-round pick this year's Green Legion Fantasy Football Draft? There you are, Odell. Odubel.
Hey, Joe, why did Camargo catch today instead of JT?
Conceptually, look, I get it in the beginning. He was trying to find something. But you also eventually have to stick with something. The fact that Segura is not batting second in this lineup every day is beyond me.
What have I been saying all along?
Every day. To be honest with you, I hate saying it, but I've kind of liked what I've seen from Odubel at the plate.
That's fine. He's in the nine hole. I'm fine with him being there.
I don't want him in the nine hole. I want him to be the leadoff hitter that we wanted him to be for years. And I think he's taking more pitches. He's being a little bit more selective.
Where's your soundboard at today?
How about no?
Okay.
But who else? Who else is going to lead off for you? There it is. Okay, so you went out. You got Castellanos and Schwarber, who both can hit 30 home runs and 80 plus RBIs in a season. But you don't have a line. You don't have anybody that gets on base. All right, let's talk about Bryce Harper leading the league last year with how many solo home runs?
Yeah, his first 16 home runs were solo.
Yeah. All right. You don't have anybody that gets on base. You don't have anybody that works the count. You certainly don't work a pitcher.
Alec Boehm does both of those things.
Alec Boehm does.
I think.
Are you willing to put him up in a leadoff spot?
Yes.
I am. Has he done that? What?
They have one game.
One game.
One game. They gave it one game thing.
What are you waiting for?
Like, it's funny because they take Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. They move him to sixth in the lineup, and he gets hot. He's tearing the cover off the ball. He hits two home runs off of Scherzer last Sunday night. And let's you know, tinker with it, and let's move him back into the leadoff spot. And then he goes 0 for 4 that night. It's just with two strikeouts. Don't make any changes. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, he doesn't. Unfortunately, when somebody gets hot, the rest of the team gets cold. And that, the only thing that's been consistent about this Phillies lineup so far this year is that it's been inconsistent. And that's the problem.
Yeah, you score zero runs or you score 8 or 10.
8 or 10. Give me 5 a day.
And what that does is,
even though that might not work for Aaron Nola,
it puts pressure on the starting pitcher. If they have to be perfect until, because the Phillies lead baseball in runs scored after the seventh inning. The stats out there. They get to the bullpen later in the game. They're not doing it early on against starting pitching. The problem is your starting pitcher has to feel like they have to be perfect. 0, 1, or 2 runs is what I have to give up in my start. And that's not how you can be successful. As a, you know, a Major League Baseball franchise, they have to get better about getting to these starting pitchers early. Make them throw pitches, get them out of there after 5, and then you can dive into the bullpen.
The reason why you're
runs across.
The reason why you're a pitcher in a bullpen is because you're not a starter. All right, you're not the upper echelon of the team's pitching. So you got to get into that bullpen faster. You're exactly right. 100%. You got to get to these guys by the 5th or 6th inning if you want any shot whatsoever. And they're not doing it. They're letting these guys just... And I don't know. It goes back to every, look. If you're a shortstop and a second baseman, there has to be some degree of play time between each other. If turning a double play, there certainly has to be enough time with a catcher and pitcher to get to know each other. All right, but
chemistry.
Outside of that, all right, somebody sitting in left field doesn't need to know what the first baseman's doing. All right. But the chemistry needs to be developed at the farm level again and transition into this, and this is not what we're seeing right now.
Before we go to break, just a quick question for you. If Joe Girardi is fired, okay, Dombrowski has a history with the one guy, but there's another guy that's in the front office right now. Make your choice. Do you want Larry Boa to come out of the front office or 77-year-old Jim Leland?
I was thinking about Chris Sack.
Oh, Jesus. Is this a vote of confidence here? Well, you know, I do have a friend that works in the Phillies, you know, as a broadcaster. We might be able to work that in.
No, I'm bringing Larry Boa to piss them all off.
I'm right there with you.
100%.
Although Jim Leland going down in the tunnel to smoke a couple Marlboro Reds.
Marlboro Reds?
Yeah. Apparently he did that in his job interview with us years ago before we hired Charlie. Right? He's like, hold on, I gotta step out and get a smoke. All right, in our last segment here, we're gonna have a little bit more fun. You guys know, can you believe it? Our weekly picks on Sunday. We're gonna talk a little bit about Murph and his situation and what you can do to donate to a cause to help try and find a cure for what it has gone on with Murph and his situation right here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. The Bud Light Baseball Brunch has the masses spill in here at Xfinity Live on this Sunday morning. It is chilly out there. Everyone wants to come in here.
Hitting season, baby.
Let's go ahead. Let's get in here. Everybody grab a beer, a shot. I know Quimby's looking for one for sure.
Jameson this way, please. Please.
I'm Chris Sack, sitting alongside Craig Quimby Chinaski.
Live from the entrance of Xfinity Live.
Absolutely. Right down here in the epicenter of the sports complex, where today the Phillies will play 2. Followed by...
killed him.
Yeah, who actually asked for Mike Diaz?
No drinks for you guys.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Talk about a way to ruin a show. Someone asked for Michael Shut Up Diaz. And then as well, along with the Phillies doubleheader today against the New York Mets, Game 4 tonight between your Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. But let's talk about our friends real fast here again at Premier Window Cleaning, which is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Over 30 years experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, www.wehatedirtywindows.com. That's www.wehatedirtywindows.com. And Quimby, we have a big thing going on with the Eagles this week and the NFL. Why don't you talk a little bit about it? Because I know you can't wait to get back on the road for our 20th season with the Green Legion.
Yeah, I'm still throwing up in my mouth a little bit from that shot at Jameson. Oh, it was horrible. Everybody, don't forget, the Green Legion is your premier source for Philadelphia Eagles road trips and Philadelphia Phillies road trips. We're going to be releasing a Philadelphia Phillies road trip along with our Eagles road trips, more than likely by Sunday.
So next
Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, we're not in any hurry to get it out there because we like our competition, you know, shooting their wad first, and then we come in being better, of course,
competition
about everybody and everything. But we will be playing this year in Arizona, Chicago, Detroit, which was surprisingly a blast to go to last year. I'm actually looking forward to going back to Detroit. Houston and Indianapolis, and of course, Dallas, and our annual day trip down to D.C. The Giants, no, we don't go to the swamp unless it's the Jets. F the Giants, that's where we are with that. But go to greenlegion.com. We'll keep you updated as to what's going on with our package releases. But in addition to releasing 7 road trips, we will also be releasing Phillies Pirates, July 29th and 30th and 31st weekend. We have premier seats in the second level, the club level, with indoor capability.
Thank God.
Because that place was a hot box.
2019? Oh, man, it was brutal out there. So indoor capabilities will work fine just by me.
If you have any questions, dial 215-666-5940. That's 215-666-5940. Or check out greenlegion.com. Packages will be up. We already have our hotels lined up. You will enjoy our Arizona and Chicago packages. We're keeping our fingers crossed for Arizona in November and Chicago in September.
Listen, let's give away a couple tickets here real fast, but just this is some stuff from Russ Taylor on our message board right now on StreamYard. Russ is bringing it right now. Bonus mom, Aunt May for dealing with Peter's crap as Spider-Man. Padme, although she did give to some Jedis. is Lisa Ann eligible for favorite mom? I mean, she is a
stepmom. I don't know. Just ask Rob Belivas. Where is he?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he's hiding under a rock for sure after he said the Sixers were unstoppable.
Nice. Carol Marcus. Captain Kirk's. Oh, God. No, not again. No mas. No mas. No mas. Give me a minute. I'm still tasting my breakfast.
Well, let's give away a couple tickets here, Quimby. So we're going to decide. We have 6 options here, okay? And some of these might be a little bit before my time. But Samantha Stevens from Bewitched. There you go. That's. I know you were just saying that.
All I can remember is the nose twitch. Like she was just on a Coke bender.
Lois Wilkerson from Malcolm in the Middle.
Never watched it.
That's a good show. Mrs. Davis. Adam's Andy's mom.
Drink
from
your
Toy Story.
Milk. It's lumpy, then chew it.
Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show. Sophia Petrillo from Golden Girls. And Morticia Adams from The Addams Family.
I'd go with Malcolm in the Middle.
I got to be a contrarian here. Kitty Foreman, That 70s Show. Slash, tiebreaker. He's going to the mic.
I'll go Kitty Foreman.
Kitty Foreman!
Congratulations, Sam. Send me over who won the tickets, and we'll announce their names here.
I forgot live. Estelle Costanza from Seinfeld, too.
Well, she just passed away, too.
Yes. God bless R.I.P. her.
No doubt about
Hilarious.
It. Hilarious. So, we've been talking about it just a little bit throughout the course of the show in our first hour, because today's a special edition of Bud Light Baseball Brunch, an hour and a half special. We're in the last half hour, our last segment. We're going to take you to 11:25 today. Just to talk about it a little bit with Murph's situation. So Murph, back in the fall, and if you guys are signed up for The Athletic, make sure you go and you follow Matt Gelb, who wrote an article the other day regarding his situation, where he had hairy cell leukemia. He is in remission right now. He is in remission right now. He's going through some side effects of the chemotherapy and having the cancer. So that's why we don't have him here today. Looking forward. Hopefully,
he's just resting up
this week. Yes, absolutely. But make sure you guys go to. I was hoping that Murph was going to be here today to explain it. I know he's done some radio hits throughout the week, along with the article there as well. We're going to put out on our socials through Green Legion and through Bud Light Baseball Brunch's handle. We're going to put out there for you guys. Cindy Webster is a good friend of Murph, and
I love Cindy.
She is a wonderful woman. I follow her on Twitter, and she does work at another radio station, but she does a great job. But with Cindy, I'm sorry,
where is she now? It's okay.
No, she's back at
IP.
Yeah, with Angelo.
After that loser Spike Eskin got.
That was part of Angelo's requirements to work another year.
With Cindy, good for him.
To bring
man.
Cindy back.
Wow.
On
perfect.
Board.
So I think that organization is a disaster other than Angelo and Cindy and, well, that morning show. Besides Al Morgani. But, yeah.
Well, Cindy lost her father last year to leukemia. And then one of her best friends, one of her great friends, Murph, had leukemia last year as well. So what she started up was a foundation, Cindy's Man and Woman of the Year fundraiser. We're going to get those links out there for you guys so you can donate to the cause, because Murph, while he has beaten it and he is in remission, okay, it's a non-curable disease. So it's going to be something he's going to have to live with the rest of his life. So we can fight to find a cure. Make sure you guys donate to the cause. We're going to get that out there for everybody to make sure you can contribute and try and find a cure for this disease, so everybody can not have to go through it. So a game that I want to play today with Murph was I want to play the age game. Because last year we didn't get to do it with him at the end of the season. And at the beginning of the year, you know, everything is so much like with baseball, with the Phillies and everything that's going off. So Murph celebrated a big birthday last year. It was his 50th. Last September, his 50th birthday. So I wanted to play a game with him called the Age Game. And congratulations, Kenyon Harmon. I will email you those tickets for your answer for Kitty Foreman for best fictional mother from a TV or a movie. You know what's funny is the fact that you're right around the same age as Murph.
Shut up.
So I had to dive a little deep into this with my research. So what I did was I went back to the Major League Baseball All-Star Games in 2000 and 2001 to try and find guys that were around the same age as Murph that have played. And excuse me, these are some...
Is your headset volume coming up at all?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is it coming up? Mine's not coming up with any buttons that you're playing with over there. Okay, keep going.
Okay, we'll keep going. So these right here. So what I want you to do, Quimby, is I want you to choose. Are you back?
Hi.
Good. So what you're gonna say? I'm gonna say a Major League Baseball player's name, and you're gonna guess whether you're older or you're younger than they are.
All right.
Okay. So
I have a 50-50 chance.
You have a 50-50 chance, and we're going to take...
That hasn't worked well with my over-unders as of late, but...
All right, so let's see if you get them right here. All right, number one, Pedro Martinez.
Younger.
That is correct. He's 50 years old. His birthday is October 25th, 1971. Now, I have on here that older, but that's for Murph.
Yeah.
All right, Pudge Rodriguez.
Ooh, younger as well.
Younger as well. Good job. Good pull. Manny Ramirez.
Oh, definitely younger.
Okay, 49. He was close.
I have a great Manny Ramirez story, by the way.
I would love for you to share it. Let's go through these. We got Seven more. Ichiro.
I'm going with older.
48.
Is he?
He's the youngest one that I had so far.
All right.
All right. Mariano Rivera.
Younger.
No.
Older.
Really? He is older than you. 52. November 29th, 1969. Bernie Williams.
Older.
He is older. Good job. All right, so we're in 4-2 tally right now. He's 53. Jason Giambi.
This is interesting. What's that run? 2004, he was... I'm saying older.
All right, January 8th, 1971.
Younger.
Younger. Okay. Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
Oh, older.
He is younger than you.
Really?
He is younger. He's 47 years old.
Really?
February 9th, 1975.
KM, how long has this kid been playing?
A few years now.
A few years.
Yeah. More like 10. Like 3.
Oh.
3 or 4 years.
Is it?
Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr.
I saw that Ghostbuster commercial. If he's not older, he definitely looks older.
He is older. 52. All right. So we have a 5-4 right now. Come on, you got to know this one. And this is going to be a jab at Murph. John Kruk.
Older.
Older. 6-4 advantage. Way to go, Quimby.
All right.
All right, sounds great.
So I get a pair of tickets, too?
Oh. Sure. Why don't you tell your story about Manny Ramirez? We have 12 minutes left, and then we're gonna go into our picks for today.
It's a 2008 season, all right, their World Series winning season, and I get Diamond Club seats right behind home plate. I'm in camera. I'm with... a ridiculously gorgeous girl.
Not the one from that was behind the Dallas Stars bench last night?
No, that's a good one, too.
That was a good one. She looked great on the big screen last night, by the way.
Well, if you remember a Manny Ramirez strikeout in one of the later innings of that game, right before Pedro Feliz, I think, knocked one to take us...
Love Pedro.
...ahead. I think this was the Saturday night game. It was game 3 of a 4-game set. And... I was waiting for an opportunity. You know, you got to save your best for a 2-strike count. And I screamed, right? I can't remember who was pitching at the time. They were into the bullpen already. Who was it? It might have been Madsen.
Chad Durbin, Ryan Madsen.
It might have been Madsen.
JC Romero.
And I screamed, you know, and I was 3 rows and dead center. And you could see me. You could hear me. Ramirez is 50 feet away. He's from here to the exit sign. All right. Manny! Millie Vanilli called, and they want their wig back right now. Called 3rd strike. Sit down. And I got one of these.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little look back.
I'm sure you got a look
back. I got
sure.
a little look back. The Diamond Club went nuts. I managed to actually get in somebody's head without using a swear word. I was pretty happy about that.
Gotta love that. I'm surprised you didn't use a swear word. So, all right, let's go to our picks for this week. Now, obviously, Murph isn't here, but Murph went 2-1 last week. Captain Coconut Oil cost him his only loss last week. 2 weeks ago, we both went 0-3. So
take advantage of your information.
Well, I went 3-0.
John Jansen, what do you have for us back in studio?
Yeah, give me the Jalen Hurts one. You got to flush it and move on. And I did because I had a 3-0 week last week, which was a 4-pointer. So I scored 4 points as well. So Murph is now 4-5 on the season. He's going to stay at 4-5, unfortunately. And I'm 3-6. So, Quimby.
I have an opportunity here.
Give me your first pick.
I like the Padres -148 on the money line today against the Fish, right?
Well, they're at home against the Marlins, and the Marlins smoked them last night.
Yeah, Rogers versus Musgrove.
Musgrove's a good starter.
He is. And the over-under line, I think, is 6.5 or
Whoa,
7.
That's low.
It's low. So they're expecting
a pitcher's duel today.
In addition to that, I like the over in the Nationals-Angels game. That's Fetty versus Sandoval. That over-under is 8.5. Weather's supposed to be pretty good.
Well, now, it's Houston. They have a retractable roof stadium. So it's a comfortable 72, 73.
Angels?
Did you say Angels? I thought
Angels.
That was Nationals-Angels. Okay, Nationals, I thought it was Astros. Angels. Okay, yeah.
Don't do that to me.
Well, it's always good weather.
I have a tough enough time keeping up with baseball as it is with you.
The weather is fantastic in L.A., though, so you have no problems there.
Yeah, weather's supposed to be great. Well, you know, a little bit of smog, traffic on the 45. We got it.
That stadium looks like it sucks, by the way.
And I do like the Dodgers minus a run and a half versus the Cubs. Bueller versus Stroman. Those are my three for the day.
Okay.
Padres minus 148 on the money line against the Fish. Over 8.5 in the Nationals-Angels game. And Dodgers minus 1.5 runs versus the Cubs.
All right. Sounds great. Your last one is my first one. So I have the Dodgers, but I'm not taking them on the run line. I'm taking them on the money line. Minus 196. Walker Bueller is on the mound today.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but you parlay it. Parlay it with something else, and you can hit for something good today. They're going to complete the three-game sweep. They were rained out on Friday, which everybody that was from the Central to the East Coast pretty much got rained out on Friday for sure. Three-game sweep, two-game sweep of the doubleheader yesterday. Sunday Night Baseball tonight, make sure you tune in. Walker Bueller against Marcus Stroman. That should be a good matchup right there. Brewers, I'm taking the underdog today in Atlanta, plus 118.
Okay.
All right. They lost yesterday, but they won on Friday. I'm going to take the Brewers are a better team right now than the Braves are, so I'm going to take them to take that series today. So they're going to beat the Braves in Atlanta. And then I'm going to go over 7.5 runs, Royals, Orioles. Okay,
I looked at that too.
Yeah, the Orioles are 10-16. I like that. The Royals are 8-15. Both teams stink, so I'm expecting some runs between both teams today for them to go over that 7.5. Can you believe it?
I can. Wait, what? I'm sorry, I forgot that segment.
I'm not here every week. Can you believe it? Two things each that we both found interesting from this past week around the league. Quimby, I know your first one, but dive in. Give me your first one, and then I'll give you my first one. We'll go back.
Phillies haven't blown a 6-run lead in the ninth since May 10th, 1994.
It was a bad year.
Yeah. Coming off of Joe Carter.
And then a strike, you know, that
strike
a few months later.
Yeah, it's painful. Do you want my second one?
No, I'll give you my first
one. I don't know how this works. You're in charge.
We go back and forth. All right, so my first one here is courtesy of MLB Stats. Kevin Gausman, okay, for the Toronto Blue Jays, joins Cy Young, who did it in 1906, as the only pitchers, minimum 20 innings pitched, to begin a season with 5 straight starts of no walks and no home runs allowed in the World Series era since 1903.
Wow. My next one also comes from Major League Baseball Stats. Nolan Arenado joins Eddie Matthews, Mike Schmidt, and Troy Gloss as the only third baseman to hit 275 home runs in their first 10 seasons.
It's pretty good.
What? Pretty good.
His gold gloves, by the time his career is over, he's going to be up there with how many Michael Jack has.
Yeah,
special player on a collision course right now for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right, another guy that's on a collision course for the Hall of Fame, Juan Soto.
Yes.
This guy is special. The fact that the Phillies have never been able to get a guy to come out of their farm system at 20 years old, like, you know, hey, Miguel Cabrera for the Marlins, Juan Soto for the Nationals, Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves. Are you picking up a theme here? Teams that play in the Phillies division that bring up guys that are phenoms at 20 years old? Yeah. Yeah, must be nice.
Where's Mickey Moniak when you need him?
Highest road OPS since 1901. Minimum 1,000 plate appearances on the road. Again, this is courtesy of MLB Stats. Follow them on the Twitter handle. There's only five guys that have a higher road OPS through their first 1,000 plate appearances. You might know them. Babe Ruth.
One.
Lou Gehrig.
Who?
Lou Gehrig. Ted Williams.
Barry Bonds. Sounds like it's been a while.
And Joe DiMaggio.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Only one modern-day era player.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Insane. That is how special
That's nuts.
Juan Soto is. So, Quimby, we'll wrap up the show here. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left here, which is a lot more time than we normally have in our last segment of the show. But, hey, we had an extra half hour today, and we were able to space ourselves out a lot more. Thanks again to our friends here at Xfinity Live for having us. Always a blast. Always a lot of fun being down here. Had a great time here last night, for sure. Bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, make sure you run it down here. It's a good time. This week, we're looking at the week ahead for the Phillies. Okay, so today we have a doubleheader. We both agree they have to take both games of this doubleheader. It's necessary. It has to happen. Look at this. See, this
Dos
is,
mas,
this,
por favor.
This is bad parenting at its finest right here. Those poor children.
No, not so much that. It was after they told them they couldn't be in here before 11 o'clock, all four of them shot to the bathroom through bullies and then couldn't figure out how to get the hell out of here afterwards because they locked the doors from the inside.
You know, leave it to Mets
excellent,
fans.
Yeah, excellent parenting. Yeah, there it is.
We have to put directions now in Xfinity Live for you
guys.
We
won't tell you to
bathroom.
Get the hell back on the turnpike, okay?
Happy Mother's Day to
Happy
you.
Mother's
Happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Take care, guys.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, sir.
All right, so we have two. We agree. We have to take both games today because we're heading out west. We have 3 against the Seattle Mariners and then 4 against the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is not an easy road trip. The Mariners won over 90 games last year, missed the playoffs. Then you have 4 against the Dodgers who, oh, geez. Wow, we're about to go off the rails right now.
Thank God.
We're about to go off the rails.
So ask your question.
All right, so Quimby, what are we expecting here on this 7-game road trip? What's the outcome? 4-3, 5-2?
It's better.
Oh, he's got to chase the shot before he gives me this
honestly,
these pearls of wisdom.
Until this team comes from behind with a grit win that gels them to some degree.
They've had a couple of those this year. Just hasn't gained any momentum or traction.
It needs to be a bit consistent. I don't see them being over 500, 3-4 best on that road trip.
3-4. All right, so what do you got? Two or three in Seattle?
2 out of 3 in Seattle, and you're losing.
Three or four. Okay. Yeah, it definitely is a big week for the Phillies. It's put up a shut-up time. This road trip, like I said, I thought that these two rainout games on Friday and Saturday bought Girardi time. I think it buys him the road trip. You go out there and you falter on this road trip, there is nothing there for him when he comes back. He's going to be let go.
Except
it's just
an
a matter
empty locker or office.
Well,
there's a cardboard box. Get your crap.
More than likely, I don't know. Is the Einstein photo still up in the manager's office? That did Gabe leave that, or did he bring it with him to San Francisco?
You know what? Rob Valivas, friend of the program, pretty damn good baseball mind. All right. Even though we don't want to give him credit.
Not at all.
He's Rob Valivas.
Yeah.
You know, he said, your benchmark is 40 games in. All right, we're 26. And I'm sorry, but you're 2-5 against the Mets on the season. You're 1-3 against the Fish. That means you're 3-8 in your division. All right, that is, I don't give a damn what anybody says about, oh, it's the beginning of the season, they'll turn it around,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I'm done hearing that, too.
That is a bunch of absolute horse manure, all right? Fact is, you've got a cellar to climb out of at this point. A big one. You're 5 games below 500 in your division against 2 teams already. Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously, you guys. 3-8, all right? Anybody that tells you April baseball doesn't matter doesn't remember some of the struggles the Phillies had even when they were good, when they could not get off of the schneid in April.
You can't win the division in April, but you sure as hell can lose it. And right now,
thank you.
Right now, you have to get yourselves back on the rails, and it starts today with these two against the Mets.
Got
to
win both.
Absolutely.
And you got stock coming up from...
Didi's on the IL.
It's they're gonna have and it's Sunday Joe Girardi substitution day.
Oh gosh, yeah. Well,
do we even know the lineup for game 2?
No, they don't do that until after the game.
Okay, watch.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in here on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gamble and the iHeartRadio app to Bud Light Baseball Brunch for Craig Quimby Chinaski slash Super Sam Brady, John Jansen back in
Tree
studio.
Big Tree Murphy Fall Hard.
Big Tree. And Christy Lynn over here representing Murph's Fan Club. I'm Chris Sack, and like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, we are out of here, baby. Yes.
Greg, get well soon, yes. Brother. We love you.
No doubt about it. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day. Let's go, Phillies. Let's not play two. Let's win two.